I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, from the award-winning Curiosity.com, I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, we're switching up our format a little bit, and we're going to help you get smarter about cutting-edge technology.
We've got a story about advances in hurricane prediction technology, plus an interview with Dr. Louis Rosenberg, founder and CEO of Unanimous AI.
Longtime listeners might remember Dr. Rosenberg from when we interviewed him back in February. Today, he's back with some exciting updates on the power of swarm intelligence.
Let's satisfy some curiosity.
Our thoughts go out to everyone who had to deal with Hurricane Florence last week and who's still dealing with the aftermath. We're posting this episode a couple days after we recorded it, so we don't really know what the full scale of the hurricane was, but we're really hoping that it's not too devastating.
We hope you stayed safe and you'll be able to get back to your regular routine soon.
If you've experienced a hurricane firsthand, then you know how devastating it can be. But we have some good news that might make you feel a little better. Hurricane prediction is getting a lot smarter thanks to technology. Let's talk specifics. Back in 1992, when the Category 5 Hurricane Andrew made landfall in Florida, scientists only had two ways of measuring a hurricane's strength. The first was analyzing wind speed with an aircraft, and the second was comparing satellite images of the hurricane to those of similar hurricanes in the past. Then, scientists would use statistical models based on patterns in previous storms that might help them predict what would happen next. That was enough to give them a roughly three-day forecast of where hurricanes like Andrew were headed, with an average error of about 300 miles. Not great. But since then, we've gotten a lot better thanks to HMON and HWRF from the National Weather Service. These computer models use supercomputers and dynamical approaches that predict things based on current events rather than past storms. These new models can extend the possible hurricane forecast from 3 days to 5 days. There's still a 300-mile margin of error at 5 days out, but at 3 days out, it's less than 100 miles. One other thing is helping, and it has to do with storm surges. When the ocean swells, you can get floods pretty far inland, and about half of the deaths associated with tropical cyclones in the last 50 years have been thanks to storm surges. But a lot of people have never even heard of storm surges. So to fix that, the National Hurricane Center has started issuing storm surge warnings. They're also issuing warnings of high winds further in advance. There's still a lot we don't know about hurricanes, but we're better off than we used to be.
Today's episode is sponsored by Vistaprint.
The one time I used Vistaprint was for this really nerdy idea I had. I liked the idea of having a 26.2 sticker on my car like other marathoners do, but I wanted it to be, you know, special.
Because 26.2 is the length of a marathon?
Right, exactly.
That many miles.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm also a saxophone player, and there's this tune by saxophonist John Coltrane called 26.2. That's 26-2. So to be a huge Uber nerd, I made a custom sticker on Vistaprint that says 26-2, and it is now on my car. True story. But Vistaprint is great for more than just nerdy ideas. Think dozens of designs that are just right for your business.
Your next big opportunity is coming right now, and all it takes to feel like you're ready to own that now is $10. That's a low price to have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression or get seen in a new way.
A custom card with the colors, fonts, designs, and images you choose means you can look and feel like a big deal, whether you're a startup or a business with a century of history. And it doesn't have to be hard. With Vistaprint, you can create a truly professional, unique card in minutes.
Just upload your own design or start with one of Vistaprint's professionally designed options, then pick the paper stock, style, and quantity that's right for you, choose your delivery speed, order, and receive your cards in as few as 3 days.
Vistaprint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners will get 500 high-quality custom business cards starting at $9.99.
Use code CURIOUS at Vistaprint.com. That's code CURIOUS at Vistaprint.com.
CURIOUS at Vistaprint.com.
Artificial intelligence is all the rage, but using swarm intelligence might be the best way to solve the world's biggest problems. Dr. Louis Rosenberg is the founder and CEO of Unanimous AI, an artificial intelligence company that amplifies human intelligence by building hive minds modeled after biological swarms. Basically, swarm intelligence connects people over the internet using AI algorithms modeled after swarms in nature. That helps people combine their expertise in a way that's similar to the way birds flock together or bees swarm. Here's part of my conversation with Dr. Rosenberg about a recent project that showcased just how powerful swarm intelligence can be.
Yeah, so as you said, there are a lot of people worried about AI because in a lot of different professions, people are developing AI systems that can outperform people. And one particular field that generates a lot of concern among professionals is radiology, because there's been a number of systems out there where software by itself can diagnose X-rays or MRI or CAT scans and do it with an accuracy that rivals human doctors. And so, as you said, last year, Stanford made headlines because they have a system called ChexNet that diagnoses chest X-rays. And they found that their software that's developed using deep learning can outperform individual radiologists. And so you could imagine if you're a radiologist, that would make you worried. You've gone to school for 12 years to go to college and medical school and be a resident and an intern. And now a piece of software can be just as accurate as you. And so after they made that breakthrough, we at Unanimous AI partnered with Stanford Medical School to say, okay, if this deep learning system is better than individual doctors, that's interesting. But what would happen if we took a small group of radiologists and connected them together as a swarm intelligence and had them diagnose chest X-rays? What would the accuracy look like? And so we did a study with Stanford, which resulted in an academic paper that just recently published, where we had these swarms of doctors. You can kind of consider it a medical hive mind, and these doctors, they weren't in the same room. They could be anywhere. And so they're all at their own desk, and it could be a small group, 5, 6, 7, 8 doctors. And a chest X-ray would pop up on all their screens at the same time. And then they were asked to make a diagnosis of whether or not the patient has pneumonia. And so we had them do this pneumonia diagnosis alone as individuals. And then we also had them do this pneumonia diagnosis together as a swarm AI system. And what we found is when they worked together as a swarm AI system, we reduced their error rate by 33%. So they had 33% fewer errors when they were working together as a swarm intelligence as compared to when they were diagnosing on their own. We also compared against the state-of-the-art ChexNet system, which is the best deep learning system out there that just uses software. And we found that this swarm of doctors was 22% more accurate than that machine learning system. And so what we were able to do is take the title back for humans. So now the humans were again better than the pure software. But really what we're seeing is that if you combine real people with AI algorithms, a combination of human knowledge and intuition and wisdom and experience with the power of AI, we can get diagnostic accuracy that's significantly more accurate than individual people, individual doctors on their own, or pure software systems on their own. So humans plus AI is better than humans or AI. And that was really the big result from this study we did with Stanford.
If you want to hear the other 20 minutes or so of my conversation with Dr. Rosenberg, then visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/curiosity.com, all spelled out. The entire uncut interview will be free for everyone next week, but it's available right now for all of our Patreon supporters at every level. We want everyone to hear the whole interview, but our patrons get to go to the front of the line as our way of saying thank you for supporting us. You can find a link to our Patreon page in today's show notes, but one more time, that's patreon.com/curiosity.com. Join us again tomorrow for the Curiosity Daily and learn something new in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Stay curious.
On the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.